Hello, welcome to the Chest Bosses podcast with me, the Grievous Bodily Farmer. Podcast today, we've got Matt Crazy Arms Reed.
Hi, how's everybody?
We've got Cheyenne as well.
Hello, how you doing?
Cheyenne, what's your second name?
It's Zareen Dulab.
Okay, so I'm glad I got you to pronounce that. I'm not known for being able to pronounce names. Have you got a ring name yet?
Yeah, the Kingstonian. So I've lived most of my life in Kingston, and that's where three Anglo-Saxon kings were crowned. So I'm going to go for the Kingstonian.
Nice, okay.
I was going to say, it ties in well with chess. Got a bit of a regal game there. We've got the king, so yeah, that would work well.
Solid in the ring as well, like a stone, I suppose.
Yeah, he is. But I'd say he's a bit of a rock, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, Cheyenne, thanks for coming on the podcast and agreeing to fight. So we've had an injury. So our friend Garode has injured his ribs.
Who I'm going to christen the most unlucky guy in chess boxing history. Because he had an eye injury in front of the last bout, didn't he? Because he was originally supposed to fight Brian, and then he got a scratched cornea. And now he's basically bruised his ribs a week up into fighting me, so...
Yeah, which is a real shame, but that's why we have reserve fighters. So, Sean, thanks for taking on the mantle there.
That's okay, quite lucky for myself. Unlucky for Matt over here.
I was going to say, this is the first time I've ever actually done a podcast with my future opponent. I've never done this before. I'm actually not feeling very...
Where's the back chat, Matt?
I was about to say, it's just I don't know if I've got that in me. I don't think I've got the
You're
nastiness.
Too nice.
You know,
king of the nerds.
I think I'm going to win, but I can't
how,
be certain.
How are you guys matched on chess then, Matt? How would you catch that?
I've lost. So Cheyenne and I, we hadn't really spoken much about fighting of late. So he wasn't really on my radar as a future opponent, probably until middle of next year at the earliest. So this has come as a bit of a surprise. We've been playing quite a bit of chess.com. So all of the chess boxers, we have this group for London Chess Boxing where as soon as you're all basically coming along to training, we add your name to the group and then you become part of our competition. So at the moment, I've been playing Cheyenne a few times. I think I've won one and lost two. Well,
initially, I was winning them all back to back, but then you've come back and now you're winning back to back.
We've got a current one, which is actually really quite balanced. I might have gone slightly awry, but it's very much a very tough middle game at the moment.
So it sounds like on chess.com you're well matched, but that's not to say that under the lights after a boxing round.
Oh, it's a big level of the lights. That and the noise of the crowd and what comes through your headphones, there's an awful lot of distraction in chess boxing.
That's true. At least we've got some decent music, not that heavy metal we used to have.
To be honest, I think I had Smoke on the Water last time. Is that possible?
I don't think so.
It had a very famous guitar riff.
Yeah, quite possibly. I think there's a lot of Smashing Pumpkins on there.
Okay.
Because their songs tend to be quite like full. There's no quiet bits. They have that, you know, that heavy guitar.
I was going to ask for some classical music where they have these long pauses.
Well, you know, we don't. That was to say, yeah. We don't do requests for that, unfortunately. But yeah, we've got loads of songs that I've just basically edited together into one long track, so that there's always something in your ears. So yeah, maybe you should practice playing chess with some Smashing Pumpkins going on in your headphones.
Yeah, that's it. So I actually tried putting some music on while playing chess. I didn't get the best results, but you know, I'm adapting.
Okay.
And also, I'm more used to the 10-minute game as opposed to the 6 minutes. So yeah. I'm trying to readapt my game. Maybe do a bit of workout in between the game, but I think I'll be ready. And I think
like
this
20
is
push-ups, like after each move. Or
that's
something.
That's it. Yeah, like you know, it. Run down the 100-meter run, come back in. Your next move or something
possibly
like that.
Advise you to hit yourself in the head a few times between moves. It's going to simulate what it's like to fight me.
This is true.
They'll probably only hit yourself once per move because I'm not very big on the punches. You know, I like to.
So Sean, you're quite a fit guy naturally, because obviously you come to train here on Saturday at Islington Boxing Club, but you've obviously like train outside of that as well. What do you do like during the week?
So I do three or four CrossFit sessions a week, and every time the CrossFit entails something different. So at one point we'll be doing muscle ups, one point we'll be doing kettlebell swings, or it's a mixture of weightlifting, gymnastics, and sort of circuit training. So my fitness is quite good, but boxing hasn't been something I've been into for a while. I think my first boxing session was when, a few months ago when I joined London Chess Boxing here in Islington. But I've also been doing one session during the week as well. So I'm bringing my boxing skills up to standard. I have done other sort of combat sports in the past, a bit of kickboxing, did a little bit of kung fu, a bit of wrestling.
Ooh, wow.
So a lot of combat sports, but just never boxing.
Because you're naturally quite comfortable in the ring, because obviously yeah. you've done it before, so I think that's a big plus, because it's... Like when you first start, like it's actually quite hard not to like flinch and not to like move away from a punch, which is important. You've got to keep your eye on the opponent, otherwise you don't know where the next one's coming from. So I think probably fitness-wise, what do you think, Matt? I know we discussed your training regime on the way here, which is to stop smoking 4 days before the event. How's that going?
3 days is the sweet spot. Four days, unfortunately, you suddenly feel like $1 million on Friday night, and you don't want that. You want to feel like $1 million on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to find, give a little quit of the smokes, last thing Wednesday, Thursday, uh-huh. Thursday, then you get the whole of Thursday, whole of Friday, most of Saturday to recover, and you feel like you've got an extra 20% lung capacity.
Just to say, listeners, that this is obviously not a London Chess Boxing fitness advice. This is what
it's not endorsed by London Chess Boxing. This is pioneered by Matt Crazy Arms Reed. It's not for everybody, I'll say that, mm-hmm. but I do feel it works for me.
Good. Well, I mean, you're very experienced. I mean, who am I to tell you how to train for a chess boxing event?
How to live my life.
Yeah, how many will this be then, Matt?
This will definitely be 30. This 100% will be 30.
No, come on, it's got up another 5. It was like 25 last time. No, you only had one since then.
Seriously, that was my 29th. This is my 30th. If you just check your own stats, okay. you should know your own stats.
Okay, fine.
But you've won most of them, right?
Two-thirds I've won.
Two-thirds, okay.
Two-thirds, one-third.
I mean, you're not going to win this one, but, I mean, you can add
on. Well, I'm hoping to. I mean,
what makes you say that, Sam?
I'm in it to win it. So.
Of course you're in it to win it. I wouldn't want to be in a ring with a man that didn't want to win.
Fair enough. So, Sean, you're from Kingston, is that right?
Yep. Originally from Iran. So you could say Anglo-Persian, maybe.
Okay, I've never heard that phrase.
No, nor have I. Well, I made it up myself. So okay, yeah. I'm hoping it catches on.
It's quite cool, I like it.
But yeah, you know, I'm coming for the crown. You know, belts are for holding your trousers up. I'm here for the crown. The Kingstonian, so.
Yeah, okay.
Are you going to come in with a crown on Saturday night as part of your race?
Well, I was hoping that you could come with a crown and then I can take your crown. That's it, yes. So maybe I'll
post
your crown. Yeah, like Prince Nazim, you can have like one, like a lovely like velour cape or something.
Yeah, so
like a crown.
That's it. I mean, I've got a surprise on the entrance.
Yeah, a nice ermine robe. Yeah, that's what we want.
Yeah.
If we know someone in the House of Lords, we can maybe borrow those. Because I think they're
purple. Yeah, the Queen could lend you her crown. She's not doing anything that weekend.
If she's not, maybe come down the dome. Your Majesty,
yeah.
Is what I say.
When is that, Matt?
It's Saturday, 7th of December, so next Saturday now. It's also the same night as the big heavyweight boxing rematch mm-hmm. between Anthony Joshua, who's going to take his titles back, against Andy Ruiz. You don't think so?
My money's on Ruiz, yeah.
You're backing a Mexican over a Brit.
Did you see the last fight?
I did see the last fight. I don't.
Well,
I must
admit.
But look, you could underestimate. You know, Cheyenne might underestimate me and then want his, like, you know, revenge in the rematch.
Good luck.
You've got to have confidence in this game. Honestly,
I think Ruiz is going to beat him. He's technically a better boxer.
Ooh, chess boxing side bet here. Do you want to put your money where your mouth is?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to walk around Marylebone Station half naked, if that's what you mean, but...
No, but we could think of something. I think maybe a very small wager of some sort.
Point.
Maybe if you win, you get to pick my next ring entrance music, and if I win, I get to pick your next ring entrance music, and it could be anything, because I do have a penchant for Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Well, I would hate that, so...
So don't lose.
Okay. All right, well, hopefully Ruiz will win. I mean, do you honestly think Joshua's got a chance?
Yeah. I don't think he'd be back in the ring otherwise, because he certainly doesn't need the money. I think he's been in there because he basically didn't take the guy seriously. He was a last-minute change-up, so he thought, I can win this.
Well, this sounds a little bit like what we're discussing in
chess boxing. He was too committed to the media.
Last-minute change-up. Matt's not taking it seriously. He's still smoking. He's thinking...
There are quite a few parallels here. Yeah. There are quite a few
he's
parallels
known in the
here.
Chess world.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, maybe I'll do some training this week and, you know, really ramp it up.
Well, it's a bit... Well, okay, hopefully you've been training for the past month or so as well.
I've been doing bits and pieces.
Yeah. Okay, good. But yeah, so obviously the event's on the 7th of December. We're going to be showing the Ruiz fights or should I call it Joshua fights, after our events
as
well.
Depending on your preference. So for you, it's the Ruiz fight. For me, it's the Joshua
fight.
So
if people want to come along to our event and then watch the fight afterwards, they can do that.
We've still got tickets left.
We've got a few tickets left.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
Excellent. So go to londonchessboxing.com, get your tickets there.
Excellent.
If you can't make it on the night, we've got a live stream.
Oh, yeah.
Twitch.tv/londonchessboxing. We are going out on the stream, going all out on the stream this time. We're going to have some cool graphics. We're going to have a couple of extra cameras. We're going to have some fight interviews. It's going to be very much worth watching and sharing.
My God, we're going professional, aren't we?
We are going professional.
We love this.
So, Sian, what's your favourite chocolate bar?
Favourite chocolate bar?
I love the way he's not even phased by this question. We ask everybody, apparently.
It's because I told him in the cafe before.
I didn't think you were serious. I didn't even think about
it. Do you want us to come back to you?
I like a Mars bar, but then, you know, if you have too much
of it,
it's sickening.
That's
right.
It is a classic, though.
That's a classic.
Yeah. But you know the big Mars bars, you know, that I just couldn't eat that. I was just halfway, I would feel sick.
But the regular size Mars bars now are probably like 30% smaller than used to be in the 90s,
this is true. And they cost more.
They also do a Mars that's a protein bar. Have you seen that?
Yes.
It's like on a silver wrapper. I nearly picked it up by accident. It's like the best part of £2 for like the regular size Mars. But it's supposed to be for instant protein after you've done a big workout. Okay. And I've never had one, but protein bars on the whole normally taste awful. So if they've made one that tastes like a Mars
really
bar, I'm actually going to give that a shout as soon as I do some weights.
Is that your choice?
Okay. Or as soon as I do some exercise.
So next year?
Maybe Christmas.
Is that your choice then? Or are you going to choose a different chocolate bar then?
To be honest, I choose a different one each time I come. I actually quite like a finger of fudge.
Oh, God. I'm not going to ask why. What is a finger of fudge?
It's the orange bars.
They're not called finger of fudge. They're called fudge funk.
They're just called fudge.
Cadbury's
fudge finger.
It was always the as a kid, the chocolate bar that if you didn't have enough money, you could always pick that one up for 15p.
No, 10p for Freddo.
You're showing your age now. You must be like 12 or something.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. I think Matt and I are at least 10 years old, aren't you?
But no, I finger of fudge, definitely.
Fair enough, mate. I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
So, Matt, should we talk a little bit about the chess classics? Because that's happening as well. Yeah, it's all going on, isn't it?
I was about to say, it's massive in that we've got like the biggest fight of the year in terms of heavyweight boxing, probably, happening at the same time as ours. And at the same time, in the chess world, they've got the London Chess Classic, which comes to Olympia. I believe it starts this weekend, so it's kicked off today. That's Olympia, the main exhibition centre that's near Earls Court, so West London. And we've got, in terms of players, Magnus Carlsen, who's the current world champion, has just landed in town, so he's playing. And then the other three that make up the main four competitors are Ding Liren from China. Then we've got Maxime Vachier-Lagrave from France and Levon Aronian from Armenia.
Okay.
And these are literally four of the top 10 players in the world, including the world champion. Mm. And they're battling it out for about $1/3 million, I believe.
Right.
Which, to be honest, might as well be £1/3 million these days in terms of currency. Yeah. So an awful lot of money being played for Olympia, but there's loads of other events. There's about 500 strong. FIDE Open tournament, which has lots of title players. There's the British Knockout, where we have the best players from Britain come along and battle it out for about 10,000 in prize money. And actually, the nice thing is that I believe that Malcolm, who's our former commentator that used to do an awful lot of our bouts, is going to make a guest appearance next Saturday night. And I believe he's dragging along a lot of the classic players.
Nice.
So if you're more of a chess fan than a chess boxing fan, get your ass down to Tufnell Park next Saturday, and you might have a chance to meet the world champion, or you might have a chance to meet Levon Aronian or Maxime Vachier-Lagrave. And these are some serious heavyweights in the world of chess.
And well, if you've been to our events, you know that everyone mucks in with each other, everyone's rubbing shoulders. So if you want to meet some of these people,
no airs and graces, no class acting hours, is there?
Exactly, there's no VIP area. You might get some front row tickets, but you're going to the same bar as some of these people, so get your tickets, get down there if you want to bump into them.
Absolutely.
I also heard that Malcolm has written some kind of like ditty about crazy arms.
I believe it might be a limerick.
I presume it's
a dirty limerick.
Why dirty?
I've not actually heard
it. You are quite a dirty person, I suppose.
I was about to say, I've been known to sort of, you know, hit below the belt, I guess. I haven't heard it, but apparently he's prepped it for his sort of guest slot of commentating next Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, well, shout out to Malcolm and all the guys from the Chess Classic.
If you want to check out the Chess Classic, I believe the URL is londonchessclassic.com. They broadcast all the games live. They have their own stream. I think it kicks off at about 2 o'clock each day. Or if you just want to get a good afternoon down at the chess, head on down to Olympia. I believe you can buy a day ticket for about 10, 15 quid.
Okay. So, guys, we've just got a little... during the week, I managed to catch up with one of the other fighters.
Oh.
Sakari Horse Attack, his ring name is.
Horse Attack.
Horse as in a knight.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I thought it was some sort of weird heart attack.
We'll just have a listen to that, and then we'll be back in a bit.
Excellent.
Hi, Sakari. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. Thanks.
Just to start with, though, I feel like I need to congratulate you on your team making it into the European 2020 football finals.
Yeah, thank you. It was about time to Team Finland to get those games. So it was really, really nice thing.
Are you a big football fan?
Yeah. Mainly I watch the Finnish football team. But now when Teemu Pukki is playing in England, in Norwich, I have also watched.
I'm so pleased that I'm able to talk about Norwich because I'm never really allowed to let that bleed into the chess boxing world podcast. Yeah. As a Norwich fan, we got promotion last season. I think he scored over 30 goals. He's a really nice guy as well. Really sort of humble and fun. I think it's awesome that he's managed to get Finland through into the finals, and it's just a shame he's not scoring more goals for Norwich.
Okay, so we can officially mark you up as a Norwich fan, along with Snoop Dogg and Hugh Jackman and Dealer Smith.
Yeah.
So, Sakari, how is your training going, your training regime?
I have been playing chess a lot because in London I fight against Nikita, and Nikita is a really, really good chess player. So I have to like improve my chess playing a lot, but I know in boxing rounds I can handle it quite well. Yeah, because I'm more heavier, I try to be really aggressive in the boxing rounds because I know I'm not going to win in the chess.
Can we talk a little bit about your ring name? What's your ring name?
Yeah, my ring name is Horse Attack, and and that comes because horse is my absolute favorite piece in the chessboard, and I also like horses.
Okay, when you say you like horses, do you ride horses? Do you?
Not exactly.
Okay, so in what sense do you like horses? Do you like betting on horses?
I just think they are like beautiful animals. Reason for choosing this name because I like this Horse Attack Squad a lot. They make songs, and they make songs only like they are talking about horses. It's quite funny.
Okay, well, I look forward to meeting you on the day then, on the 7th. And best of luck, and hopefully we'll have a beer or two afterwards.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
do send my regards to all of the guys at the Finnish Chess Boxing Club.
Yeah,
big fan of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Okay, guys, what do you think of that then? I think Sakari... he's obviously quite obsessed with horses. Well, with using his knight, and he's kind of
sounds a bit one-dimensional in a game of chess if you focus purely on the knight.
Well, also he likes to get smothered mate, which is obviously like it's a great. Isn't there like a very famous like Fischer game? I think that with a smothered mate.
Oh, there's been some epic smothered mates at the grandmaster level. They're quite rare though. Mm. They normally involve you having to sort of sacrifice your queen for a rook and then sort of. The other rook comes across and then the king's boxed in and you play knight f7 mate, and I must admit I get maybe one in every 50 games on blitz I get a smothered mate, so it's about a 2% chance, so I think he shouldn't pin all of his hopes on a smothered mate, otherwise he's gonna come unstuck.
Yeah, because I've never done one. I almost got one against Xena. I was playing Xena online.
Ah,
but she accidentally defended it. I don't think she knew what she was doing. So I talked to her after the game. She's like, I had literally no idea what you're talking about.
Nice.
I just feel like there's a lot of mistakes that needs to happen to get a smothered mate.
Mm.
Unless, you know, the sacrifices. But yeah, no, I've not had one myself.
Have you not? No. Okay. You've also had a few though, Matt.
Yeah, but when you play a lot of blitz chess, a lot of 3-minute chess, that sort of ability to sacrifice and for your opponent not to spot it is a lot more common. As soon as you give your player more time, they're going to spend 5 to 10 seconds on each move, or 20 seconds or 30 seconds. And it's obviously easier to spot something the more time you're given. But in 3-minute chess, which is what I play predominantly, if you're making a move every 3 seconds, the chances of you missing it are a lot higher.
Good to hear Sakari on the podcast.
I'm looking forward to meeting him. I don't think I've met him before.
I've not met him either. I know he's had some fights in Berlin.
Yep.
And obviously he's fighting Nikita. I think they're probably, in terms of boxing, they're technically the best boxers on the card. Probably two of the best boxers in the chess boxing world, actually.
This is subjective. This is personal opinion. This is obviously the opinion.
Well, they're definitely
Gavin,
better than you.
This is not the opinion of the organisation of London Chess Boxing. We believe that our boxers are the best, British born and bred.
Do they have any crowns?
We have belts. So Toby and so obviously the headline. We've got Toby and Carl. They're fighting for the light heavyweight.
If I was Carl, I'd be stewing because his boxing is absolutely great. And you've just basically sort of said that these two foreigners are better than our homegrown.
If you had bothered to listen to the last podcast, Carl actually said that on the podcast. He said the undercard.
Of course, Homily doesn't actually believe that.
Carl said the undercard, he believed there were better boxers than certainly him. I'm sure he probably wouldn't want to comment on Toby's boxing, which is also very good.
It is very. He's like a freight train.
So, Sean, what are you looking forward to in terms of like the matchups? What will pique your interest? After you've had your fight, you'll obviously get a chance to enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, I think I'll be doing a lot of analysing.
You'll be celebrating with the crown.
Of course. I mean, that goes without saying. I'll be drinks all around for everyone.
I was going to say I was going to be analysing where I went wrong. I was about to say, getting ahead of yourself there, Sean.
Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting. I've never been to one of these events before, so it's my first time at the event and first time fighting. So, but I did watch one of them live, so that's very good for whoever wants to, who can't make it. You can watch it online. I'm going to be analysing. I'm going to see where people are going wrong, what are the slip ups and what works, so that I can continue winning.
Exactly. You want to call somebody out as well. So at the end of your fight, whoever you like the look of for your next fight, call them out.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you what Matt will be doing. He'll be trying to pick up women. That's what he'll be doing.
That's a horrible accusation. Absolutely true.
I'm only joking.
Absolutely true.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks very much for coming on the podcast. If there's anything else you'd like to say, any shout-outs to anybody, Cheyenne?
I'm like I said before, you know, I'm in it to win it. So if you guys want to see a great fight, definitely come down. You know, there's a lot of people Matt's beaten, but I'm not going to be one of them.
There we go. What do you have to say to that, Matt?
I was about to say, I think more people have walked on the moon than have lost to me. So I think you would actually want to be part of this very special club of people that have lost to me. But each to their own. I'd like to give a shout out to Tim. So Tim is basically the founder of London Chess Boxing. He's not with us at the moment. He's currently out working in Australia. He's doing some reserve firefighting. Mm. There've been some nasty bushfires that you might have come across in the Sydney area. That's where Tim's based. And we had a lovely picture sent over the WhatsApp group for London Chess Boxing.
I can post that up if you like.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was very proud of the man giving back something to his community.
Mm. Absolutely, what a hero.
Yep.
Yeah, and Tim's will be arriving next week, so we're all looking forward to seeing him.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys, well, thanks very much for being on the podcast. Very much looking forward to seeing you fight next Saturday, 7th of December. Tickets at londonchessboxing.com. That's it from me, the Grievous Bodily Farmer.
Ricky Estonian.
And Gregion.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Bye-bye.